USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden will roll out his plans Thursday to combat a surge in COVID cases. He's expected to announce a six-pronged plan to combat the Delta variant of the virus that's expected to include a new push towards mandating vaccines, expanding testing, and pushing measures to keep and protect kids in schools. Speaking with reporters on Wednesday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki intimated that the plan will also include measures that will depend on a person's vaccination status. When asked if the plan will affect Americans' lives, Psaki replied that it will depend on if you're vaccinated or not. And the Justice Department is reportedly preparing to sue Texas over a recently enacted abortion law. The Wall Street Journal reporting that the administration may sue as early as Thursday over the law that bans abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected, effectively banning any procedure after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. The law also empowers private citizens to enforce it, allowing them to sue their fellow Texans who carry out or facilitate an abortion. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the founder of Youngevity and veterinary physician, and I'm the guy that figured out the cause, prevention, and cure of cystic fibrosis. I'm the guy that found the cause, prevention, and cure of muscular dystrophy, and then I figured out the cause and prevention of sudden death syndrome. You don't hear about those three diseases anymore because in federal lawsuits, we were able to force the manufacturers of baby formulas to put these nutrients in the baby formulas. And those three diseases, cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy, were not genetic diseases. They were just simple nutritional deficiencies. In sudden death syndrome, crib death was not due to mother laying on the babies. Only 2% of the babies were in bed with their mothers when they died. 98% were in cribs. We had that nutrient put into the baby formulas, and we ended crib death. 28 years ago, one child died of crib death per 100 normal births. Today, it's one per 3,000 normal births. And if everybody would give all the 90 essential nutrients to these kids, none of them would die. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.